begin the current daf, Masechta Ma'akon daf Chavav, begin the Amaral, begin the Tez Masla, begin with the Gemara, Birchas Hashem Enon. How do we know that the halacha applies to blasphemy? That one has to go ahead and tear one's garment. Now, it says Tez is about Birchas Hashem the Nochem, regarding when a Gentile does blasphemy. Pligi Hocha Birish Amin, Yishami, he disagrees. Because Islam, those that say that this pasuk that we're bringing here in our Gemara, the Rav Shekhar actually saw Mumahab, he was a renegade Jew. And therefore, they had to tear the garments when they heard it. But the Nachi Lebech and the Gentile not. This time, but those who say the Nachi Lebech was a Gentile, and therefore you see that even Bechas Hashem of Nachi won't require Kriya. Now, Perek Abba Mises, Nami Pligibar Bashar Shalonu, and also Tamabavi, and Sanet Abba Samachar Av, they also have this Machlekes. Bisham, Abba Rish Lakish, Kriya, Bechas Hashem, and Yishami brings that Rish Lakish, a Torah Kriya for Bechas Hashem of a Gentile, seemingly like the Mandama that Rav Shekhar was a Nachi. Or whether one hears from those who heard. Which Taisa explains that this, that is permitted even for the witness to go ahead and repeat the words of the blasphemer. And it's not like he himself is blaspheming. So this is only when he hears from the one who heard. Like, for example, we heard from the witnesses who said this, again, because they had to testify that this Megadav is Chayv Misa. Because if not, one cannot repeat it. Now, if he's saying in like in some type of a slang so that it shouldn't be actually enunciating the actual blasphemy, then in Kernel, you're right, you wouldn't hear for having heard what that person had said. So this sounds like from the Gemara Sanhedrin on that one doesn't have to tear only if they actually hear explicitly the Berachas Hashem. Now, when you hear it like in some type of a kinoi, like Yaka Yosi Yosi, instead of saying Chas Hashem, that relating to Hashem with his actual name itself. Next time, we're going to look at Asik Kriya. Well, there now, Xer Shabbat Kriya Kriya, that there it also says Kriya, and it cannot be mended, so too over here. Now, so this place is a wonder, because the Mekinah Vezekiah Nelik called Kriyas. So we should learn in all tiers, Shalei Sachu, that they should not be mended, but Kriya Kriya, because wherever it says Kriya, there also. So it says, Hashem, but maybe it's not logical to learn that from Elio. But only the severe categories, like for a Rabbi Shlom the Chachma, but regarding a generic tear that's not so severe, we wouldn't learn out from Kriyas Elisha that it cannot be mended. Then next Tyson asked the beginning of the Gemara, Kabdu Kolas Kars. What he did is he cut out all of God's names and he burnt it. Now, says Tyson is a tamer because of a Hadu Kara Betara Sefer. This it says that he cut out, meaning that the Pasuk says that he tore out with the razor of a scribe. So Mashma called Megillah actually sounds like that he tore up the whole Megillah, not just God's names. And the Rishamit Legasin Naskas, and actually the Rishamit does not mention that it was specifically only God's names, like our Gemara brings it. Nick Tesmat Bingham with Gemara Emil Bisraya. They only said this if it was by force. Where Rishami goes, the Rishami has the gears of that one does not have to tear, only like the story of the Vayakim, where Shasar from Melch Yisrael Bisraya, that was burnt by a Jewish king forcibly. Again, not like our Gersh and our Gemara that he tore it, Bezraya, but rather that he burnt it, Bezraya. And conscious to the story with the ostrich. And then he says, not the beginning of the Gemara, Mishchem, Mishilai, that these people came with their torn garments. So therefore we see that there's an obligation to tear one's garments by the destroyed cities of Yehuda of Judea. Which Jesus says, Leishai Chochel Mithroch, you can't ask and say, Ve'ema, maybe say, Adikat Lassa, until you have three cities that were destroyed, because it says they were coming from Shechem, Shila, and Shomron. How do you know that even for one Ir Yehuda, that one would tear? So I says, no, because it's not logical to say why would be difference between one city or more than one city. Abu Ksaskosh, but what is a little difficult, says Taisis, is the Imam maybe say, Milsi Seir Osahava, maybe they were just doing more than what was necessary. Because the Megal Chizok and Mizgoid Miksiv Haikra, in that passage it says that they had their beards cut and they were cut with their flesh, which obviously not an obligation. So maybe this of the Kriya also was not an obligation. How can we prove from there? So says Rishon what you say is leshaych lemeima don't learn nail claw. You can't say oh don't learn from there at all because of one thing that's obviously extra. Ella rather no kriya we're going to learn our kriya because el hachanami hachikomanami the gemara similarly on the chavav mav also said that the hidigam mitchab kriya it was the gemara was essentially saying that although you are learning our kriya but come up with telling me umad you should not learn out that it was done standing because of the extra things. But it's not like the gemara was saying oh so then you can't learn anything. No, what could be learned you could just. What would seem to be extra from the fact that the other extra things that those extra things you can't learn now, but therefore over here we could learn out the actual kriya, which is the generic halacha that we see that it is done for our Yehuda, although definitely there were some milsi surasas that they had done.